Today, I have a guest on the podcast, Jonathan, and we're going to be talking about posture, what it looks like we're walking, how stress and trauma can be held in our body, and how that impacts us. So this is a great episode for those that hold stress and tension in their body. I know I tend to tense my shoulders, and for those who are feeling some chronic pain and aches. And always, friends, if you guys are feeling stuck in your health and know that getting some support and accountability would make a difference so you can start staying consistent, then I encourage you to set up a free health coaching call with me. There's going to be a link down below. It's really just a quick call to talk about your goals, your struggles, and I offer a 20% discount to military families, frontline workers, and teachers. So don't put off your health today. Take that first step towards a healthier you. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of four and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. Jonathan, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Michelle. I'm really excited.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your journey and your story.
Well, I started doing yoga in my early 30s. Well, I started doing yoga when I was 6 years old. My mother made me do it, and I didn't really want to at that time. And then when in my 30s, I was actually rollerblading quite a bit, and I was rollerblading over the Brooklyn Bridge and saw a friend of mine up ahead and waved him down and said, "Wow, you look really good. What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm doing yoga." I said, "I'll be there tomorrow." And that was it. I fell in love immediately and started doing yoga 6 days a week, pretty much right away, doing a pretty advanced practice because my open hips really allowed for that. Mm-hmm. Took about two and a half years before my knees started to hurt really badly. And in the long run, I needed three knee surgeries to take care of my knees. And then one of my teachers asked me the question that changed my life, which was, "What are you doing to prevent a fourth surgery?" And I realized I had no answer, that like all likelihood, I'd be back on the surgeon's table because I hadn't really made any changes. And that was the start of my pain relief journey. I took a step back and learned a lot about anatomy, learned about my own movement patterns, learned that I was too loose for my own good, and changed the way I stand, changed the way I walk. And through that, stopped getting out of pain and became a yoga teacher. And not too long after that, started putting some of my yoga students through a new program I had created called the Core Walking Program. And lo and behold, they started reporting they were getting out of mostly back pain, but hip pain, groin pain, all different kinds of pain. And wasn't really my intent when I started it, but that's what led me down the road to where I am now, which is 20 years later.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing. So a lot of people, I'm guessing, might be more on the other end where they're tight and their muscles are tight. And we see those restrictions in different ways. But I do see people that are hypermobile or have more flexibility. And when you're like that, you need to focus on different things too, and really going back to what you're big on. I know, looking at the posture and looking at how you're moving and walking. So tell us a little bit more about the importance of posture and walking.
I started to look at my own posture in the mirror and look at my family's posture. We all have the same patterns. We walk like a duck and we stand with our feet turned out and lean backwards when we walk. There's an image I use that's kind of dating myself at this point because I'm 60, but it's "Keep on Truckin'" by R. Crumb, which is a cartoon where the guy is leaning backwards and his feet are splayed open. And that's really how everyone walks. So it was sort of a coincidence that got me into walking. I just started thinking about it and To be honest, one night and my brother was driving me somewhere and he goes, "What are you going to do with your life?" And off the top of my head, I said, "You know, I think I'm going to teach people how to walk." And that was the start of it. And to this day, people don't know what I'm saying when I say I teach people how to walk. They find it to be a really confusing thing. But in truth, posture, walking, breathing, there are all these things that we're just not designed to think about. So we don't think about them. Mm-hmm. But once I can show you that your posture is not all that good and your walking patterns are not that good, it can really help you get out of pain to make those changes. What's interesting is it's not the way you walk or stand often cause the pain that you're in. Something else might have caused it, a car accident, a fall, repetitive stress, but the way you stand and walk often holds you back from healing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what are, because everybody's going to be a little bit different how their posture is or how they're walking, but what's like one or two quick practical tips that you could give people?
Well, if you're loose, stop hyperextending your knees. That's a really big one. And if you're not too loose, stop leaning backwards. And even if you are loose and hyperextend your knees, also stop leaning backwards. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks they lean backwards. When I do my workshops and I bring someone up to the front of the room and I say, "Are your shoulders on top of your hips, behind your hips, forward of your hips?" We perceive ourselves incorrectly. So one of the things I really recommend to people is either look sideways in a mirror or have someone take a picture of yourself, of you, mm-hmm. and vice versa. You could take a picture of somebody else. Everyone, for the most part, is leaning backwards when they stand. They're sinking their thighs forward, which is really bad for us, and they're leaning their upper body backwards, which is really bad as well.
Yeah. And even because my degree is in physical therapy, they have like gait labs and they'll put markers on different bony landmarks. So really being able to look or mark where your shoulder is, where your hip is, and really looking at that as you're taking your picture, looking in the mirror. And tell us a little bit about how stress or trauma can be held in the body and how that might affect some people in their posture and movement.
Well, when we talk about tightness, tightness is often a response to stress and trauma. Everyone handles stress and trauma differently. The way we process stress and trauma is through the nervous system. And the nervous system has many divisions, but two of the main ones are the parasympathetic nervous system, which is relaxation, and the sympathetic nervous system, which is excitation. And I look at it as we're stuck in the sympathetic nervous system. A whole lot of people just kind of live in flight or fight. And one of the things about that is sensitive people tend to live in flight or fight more than the other. And the people I work with, most of my clients tend to be of the more sensitive sort. And I'd say a good 20% of the world are considered to be highly sensitive people. And those are the type of people who have a lot more trouble with their nervous system than others. And when we, all different things lead to this being stuck in the sympathetic nervous system. It can be a car accident, can be a fall down the stairs, but it's also emotional things like mm-hmm. growing up in an emotionally volatile household, growing up in a war zone or in a bad neighborhood, or for whatever reason, living in fear too much of the time. Because it's a really healthy thing to have a flight or fight response, right? We get afraid, mm-hmm. the flight or fight response kicks in. When the danger passes, the parasympathetic, the relaxation system kicks in and we go about our business. But what if, as an example, you live in a bad neighborhood or you live in an emotionally volatile house and then you don't really ever get the chance to get out of that sympathetic nervous system because the body protects itself by staying there for safety. But mm-hmm. once that happens, the balance between excitation and relaxation gets skewed, and we tend to lean more towards excitation, and that excitation lives in the body in strange and different ways, very often tightening up our muscles and causing pain and injury.
Yeah, that is such a great explanation. I love how you explain that. And I think even we think of something so small, I can be a shoulder tensor, you know, tighten my shoulders, and I don't even realize it throughout the day. So even in those small things, we can connect. And then if we even think about bigger things or that chronic stress that keeps going, that's going to sometimes land somewhere in our body and show up physically. Hey guys, as we're talking about pain and inflammation, I want to pause and tell you guys about some of my favorite supplements. And one thing that can definitely help bring down the inflammation is omega-3s. One of my supplements that I take every day is my daily omega-3 supplement. And this is because I actually tested my levels at home and they were so low. And really 97% of people worldwide are low in omega-3. And this affects us at a cellular level. So things like our brain, our mood, the way we think, dry eyes, dry skin, our vessels, our gut, all go back to making sure that we're having enough omega-3s. And I love this supplement because one, you can buy a kit where you can test your levels so that you know. You test it, you supplement, and you retest again to make sure that your body is absorbing it. And the supplement I use has had added polyphenols, so that we get better absorption and no fishy burps, fishy taste, which comes from oxidation. So check out the link down below on how to get started with that. The other supplement I'm loving is my Organifi. I like to have the Organifi green in the morning, and this gives me a natural dose of energy. It has adaptogen herbs in it. My favorite one is ashwagandha, and this helps our body to adapt to stress. So we're getting lots of micronutrients and helping with our stress. I also love the Organifi Gold. Right now they have pumpkin pie spice. I like to have it with some almond milk or coconut milk, and it's really a yummy drink. It also has lemon balm in it, which is a great calming, relaxing herb, and also turmeric. So if you guys want to check it out, there's a link down below and use the code HEALTHY20 to save 20% off today. All right, let's head back to the show today.
Stress is a killer, and it manifests in all different ways, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And my goal is to help people de-stress, and it takes on all different forms. And a lot of people, like, you know, you hunch your shoulders. You wouldn't believe how many people don't know they hunch their shoulders all the time. And that's what's really fascinating to me. Self-awareness isn't universal. It isn't a given. It's something that has to be developed and cultivated.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes I still don't recognize it until much later. I'm like, oh, they're a little tense. I must have been tensing my shoulders and I have no idea. Yeah.
Same goes for me. You know, one of my major exercises, I do a lot of different exercise, but I ride my bike. And, you know, been doing this a long time. 4 or 5 times every single bike ride, I have to remind myself to relax my shoulders. They tend to creep up around my ear, and I have to kind of let them relax. And it's an ongoing process. But for me, that's fine. You know, I don't need to be perfect. I just need to be aware. So as long as I check in with my shoulders every once in a while, I'm good to go. The thing is, many people that make their way to me don't even realize how they tense and how much they tense.
Yeah. And I think that brings up a good point I'm always talking about is tuning into our body because it's giving us feedback. But a lot of times we're just not paying attention to it. So if we can slow down and start tuning into our body and notice what's going on, then we can sort of become more aware and do things differently as it's giving us sort of like these smoke signals.
No question about it. And the body is a self-healing machine. Like, it's designed to fix itself. It isn't designed to have to take medicines or go to the doctors, which doesn't mean I'm against going to the doctor or taking medicines if that's what's necessary. But in the best of all possible worlds, the body can heal itself. And again, I am not anti-medicine. I am all about avoiding medicine for as long as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And a little bit of that self-healing you brought up before is repatterning. So if we can teach our muscles and our body how to move differently, then we can start changing things and allowing more healing to come into our body.
No, absolutely. You know, poor posture and poor walking patterns by definition means you're using muscles in an incorrect way. You're overusing certain muscles, underusing certain muscles. And if you learn to change your posture and change the way you walk, you start to get all your muscles to work correctly, which in and of itself takes so much stress out of the body.
Absolutely. And so I know you like to talk about the psoas muscle. So tell us real briefly, give people an idea of where it is and why it's important.
So I like to say the psoas is the most important muscle in the body. It's the muscle of standing. As upright human beings, the psoas muscle creates the lumbar curve. If you're on all fours and you come up to stand, the psoas crosses the pelvis and pulls the lumbar forward into a curve. It's the muscle of walking. So it's one of only three muscles that connects the legs to the spine. The other two are piriformis and gluteus maximus. Gluteus maximus, we grip too much. Piriformis is a sciatic muscle, a muscle of sciatic pain. And every successful step we take is initiated by the psoas. Key to that being successful, because if we don't walk well, we're not using the psoas well. But then the really esoteric and interesting thing about the psoas, it's the muscle of pain and trauma. So going back to that flight or fight response, this gets esoteric, but I believe, you know, let's say we use a car accident as an example. A car accident is something that happens quickly and it's over and the body is flooded with stimuli. And if the body can't handle that stimuli in the moment, I believe it goes to live in the psoas. And the psoas muscle acts as a warehouse for unprocessed emotions in the body. And I'm just being honest when a lot of people think I'm a kook when I say that, because it's a muscle. And, you know, anatomy teachers, one in particular from my past, would say, muscles don't hold on to emotions. Muscles move us. But when I do my workshops, so as release party is one of my main workshops, when I put people into what I call a psoas release, which is really allowing the muscle to relax, crazy things happen to people's bodies. So when you learn how to relax the psoas, you start to get out of that flight or fight response, and you start to create ease in the hips, ease in the lower back, ease in the groin. And that really translates everywhere through the body, the knees, the feet, the shoulders, the head and the neck. So it's really an overarching phenomena. I drove my daughter home to college after her spring break yesterday. So I had a 4-hour drive home to myself. And one of the things I teach people is when you drive, you have to keep your head on the headrest. It's really important to keep your head back on the headrest. And what I was thinking about yesterday, because this is pretty much all I do is obsess on these things, when you take your head off the headrest, you can feel your pelvis and lower back kind of collapse down. And then when you put your head back on the headrest, the lumbar spine, that lower back moves into a much better place. And it goes back to the psoas. When the head is on the headrest, the psoas is more likely to be aligned. So it's a whole body thing starting deep in the core in this psoas muscle.
Yeah. And I think there is a lot of information coming out, not necessarily just about the psoas, but just how trauma and stress is stored in our body. And I think it will be a field that keeps expanding. There's the book, The Body Keeps Score, just how stress and trauma is held in our body. So I think this is so fascinating to talk about. And it's a very harmless thing to try if someone is experiencing something, to try some different positions with their body. You know, there's no risk to side effects from drugs and things like that. So I'm always open to trying different things that have a low risk, because it should be first, do no harm. As we're talking about all of this and stress and trauma being held in our body and trying to get into a better posture, trying to notice how we're walking, is there anything else that you want to add for people to hear today?
Well, you mentioned something really great about finding an easy way to relieve stress and pain without any danger of side effects. My main psoas release is something called constructive rest. And it is literally laying on your back with your knees bent, your feet flat. You tie a yoga belt or any kind of belt around your thighs so your legs don't flop open. You want your heels to line up with the sit bones of your pelvis. And that is it. and you do that for 15 minutes, for 30 minutes. I swear I have people, clients of mine, who do it for hours at a time, where instead of sitting on the couch at night with their spouse, they are laying on the floor in constructive rest. There is no way to get hurt laying on your back. And it's just relaxing. It's not exactly meditation, but it's meditative. And if you do that for 15 minutes, you will find release in your hips and lower back like you can't believe. One of my clients she said to me the other day, you know, you told me at the beginning I was going to love this pose and it was going to be my best friend. And I really didn't believe you, but it is. It's something where she gets home from work and she does it. She wakes up from a bad night's sleep and she does it. And all it is laying flat on your back and doing nothing. And I am a big fan of finding the easiest routes to getting out of pain and trauma.
Yeah, I love that. It's something super easy that people can try at home. And I would even imagine maybe adding some deep breathing or something calming. But the idea of this position, correct me if I'm wrong, is to really start to relax those muscles. That's why we have the belt. That's why our knees are bent, so that the psoas can start to relax.
Yeah, the psoas is a wild muscle. There are certain muscles in the body that don't ever shut off. Psoas is one of them because it's a postural muscle. Your pelvic floor muscles never shut off because they're stopping you from going to the bathroom when you don't want to go to the bathroom. So certain muscles never shut off. When you're sleeping, your psoas is engaged. I'm really big on sleep position to find ease. A lot of people are in pain simply because of their sleep position.
Yeah, and I know you have the psoas release programs or that walking and posture. And who are your programs good for?
Well, I'd like to say they're good for everybody, but for the most part, I have a demographic and it's women 40 to 60 plus. But I work with athletes and I work with men. You have to really be invested. You have to really want it yourself. And most people who are finding their way to me have been to multiple doctors, and I'm someone of last resort that they try, even though what I do is so simple and so effective.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. In the description, I'm going to have a links where you can connect with Jonathan, learn more about his programs. So you guys can check that out.
Thanks so much for having me on, Michelle. I really appreciate it.